It's hard to overstate the magnitude of last night's GOP victories. Republicans needed to flip 2 seats to win the state Senate. They flipped 4. Republicans needed to flip 3 seats to win the Assembly. They flipped 16. And the list of Democrats who lost goes beyond your typical targeted lawmakers. Republican candidates defeated Assembly Speaker Mike Sheridan and Senate Majority Leader Russ Decker. Decker was a 20-year veteran of the Senate and the most powerful member of the legislature. Republicans also defeated Representative Marlon Schneider, a 40-year veteran of the state assembly and the longest-serving member in the history of that body. Think of it this way. The Republican wave completely wiped out the Democratic gains of 2006 and 2008. Barring recounts in some close Eau Claire races, when the next legislature gets sworn in, Republicans will hold a 61-37-seat edge in the assembly with one independent. That's almost exactly the same margin the GOP held after the 2004 election. Republicans will hold a 19-14-seat edge in the Senate, precisely the same majority they had in 2004. The big difference this time is that they'll be working with a Republican governor in Scott Walker, and the timing for the GOP could not be better. It gives Republicans complete control over drawing the next legislative and congressional maps based on the new census results. They'll be able to draw those maps in a way that solidifies Republican power over the next decade. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.